This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Kevin Murray of Mission Critical Partners. Kevin, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you, Donnie. It's really looking forward to the chat today.
So you guys have been incredibly busy here lately. Tell us, what's the latest and greatest news from Mission Critical Partners?
Yes, since the first year, we have completed two additional acquisitions of services. First was Black & Veatch Public Safety, and they provided us with different expertise in land mobile radio and broadband communications for our clients. And then our most recent acquisition is URL. Integration, and URL is really about workflow and data integration, so it gives us the capability of helping our clients in a vendor-neutral way to integrate and improve their ability to share data.
Okay, and so tell me, what did you all have before, and where do these two acquisitions fit in terms of the overall portfolio within MCP?
Yeah, I think most people in the industry understand that the workflow of 911 and public safety is changing. I think we've talked about the expanding ecosystem to where really looking at the workflow of 911, public safety in general is changing. And really, for years we've had this analog voice process that's been, someone calls 911, who's like a witness, and they get interviewed, prioritized, and then the information is sent out to emergency responder. And that workflow has been around for over 50 years. And along the way, we've modified it, done different things. And our viewpoint now is this expanding ecosystem needs to be changed to accommodate a data integration workflow that would be complementary and enhance what goes on in 911 right now. And with that, while it sounds easy, there's a lot of complication that goes with that. And our goal is to build a vendor-neutral platform to help our clients and the industry integrate data to improve emergency response.
Okay.
So all these acquisitions are around that vision of ours.
All right. And how does the URL acquisition in particular help you all achieve that goal?
Well, URL has been around for many years, and really they facilitate and integrate data into, wherever the intersection of data comes, they can actually integrate the data. It creates data. Data creates information. The information, if worked with, like a public safety expertise, can create knowledge. And then knowledge really turns into action, or wisdom, they call it. So for us, the knowledge is what really improves your goals, whatever your goal. And our goal is emergency response. So, right now there's a lot of data being collected and generated out there in many forms and smart cities and different applications out there. This is looking for a way to be integrated into 911. There's a lot of people trying this. But again, the challenge will be taking all this data information that's gathered, taking a look at it, creating some knowledge. What does this data mean? And then the wisdom is, how do we take this data, all this raw data, and analyze it and, turn it into achieving the goal of improving emergency response. So as we look at this, we have new networks that will provide for a lot more things to come to 911, but really all these things, you need the network, you need the broadband to enable this, but you really need the data to be brought in, analyzed, and turned into wisdom and to really improve emergency response. It's not an easy thing to do. It takes time. It really takes a lot of smart people to bring things together. And public safety needs this. We believe in it. And we're looking forward to implementing, some of these visions as we move. And it's going to be an evolution You know, whatever we do at the beginning is the beginning. It'll get better as we continue to improve, looking at the data, analyzing it, and doing more and more to improve emergency response.
Okay. Well, you brought up a really good point in terms of it's one thing to bring in data, to make it to be able to process it in a manner that you can make decisions with it and do it quickly without, frankly, overwhelming that 911 call taker. That seems to be the balance that everyone's trying to achieve. And I was just kind of curious, what are you guys doing at Mission Critical Partners to help 911 centers do this in a way that's both effective and efficient?
Well, we're really blessed to have some content makers, data providers, that we work with. And, they're very adept at collecting data from sensors. And, you know, our capital partner has a lot of these firms, including some of the country's largest alarm companies, things like that. So you can put the integration in, which is the networks. They have to be in place to allow this integration of new services. And in our world, it's complicated by the fact we've got to keep all the old things working. Mm-hmm. So as these new things come, we need to have networks and capabilities to provide data interfaces. The next thing is, there's a lot of disparate systems out there. And a lot of this data resides in many different applications. And so the ability to bring data from many applications that weren't made to coordinate together, bring them in to be analyzed, and then turn that into actionable data is really a challenge. We have some of our clients that are willing to take a look at this. And again, this is the beginning of a long-term process to change 50 years of a workflow of bringing in witnesses that see something, that call 911, and they dispatch it out. And really, to improve emergency response, it has to go beyond just emergency responder. It has to be integrated into criminal justice systems, fire systems, EMS systems, to provide additional capabilities. And one thing about data, it is now not just data, but if you look at it from a criminal justice standpoint, just as one of those examples, this data has to stand up to evidence. It has to be able to be brought in to show that, yeah, this is original data, it hasn't been manipulated. We've taken action based on this data, and yes, we've kept it pristine through the process, and we've added to it, and we have a way to store it and retrieve it and use it in prosecution. And so it has to be looked at differently. If you really analyze the 911 call process, we have witnesses that call in and see something, and they can come to court and testify as to the validity of the response and why they did what they did. In the data case, there's no real witness. The data is a witness that we're taking action on, and it'll be challenged, as it should be, but we have to make sure that the data is pristine, has been managed, and then down the road can be used in records and various record keeping. And then, if we do our job well, we also create knowledge on maybe predicting things or preventing things, or that goal of data is to take action before it causes additional harm.
Okay. Well, no, that's a really good point. And the thing I keep wondering, I see in a lot of trade shows and conference sessions and things like that, people talking about, well, hey, we have an incident in this building and we're going to be able to access the cameras, we're going to be able to access the sensors in that building. And I'm just wondering, to your point, in terms of being able to track that chain of custody and things, and whether or not, when you start accessing privately owned sensors and cameras and things like that, I would think that would create a little more difficulty in terms of being able to vouch for the validity when you get to court. Are you seeing memorandums of understanding or anything like that being created to help address some of those issues, as well as just the ability to access from a privacy standpoint?
Right. We view this in the law of diffusion of innovation. If you're familiar, there's a law that guides the implementation of anything new. It's called the law of diffusion of innovation. In that, in the beginning of this, a lot of early adopters will start doing things with data and services. And we have those around the country, and we're studying those. And with them, you know, without the early adopters, we wouldn't be moving these things forward. So the early adopters are really starting to figure out what we really don't know is, you know, is how good is this data? How do we find the original information? How do we transport it? How do we store it? How do we take action, which is the key, based on this? So we are really in the beginning stages of using data into emergency response. And we will use some things to enhance our response. A lot of times that video is stored, or additional information, really, if you look at it, comes from alarm companies. And to us, that is something that we're already using. It makes up about 10% of all calls to 911. And this is a place where we feel that, again, why we took on everything we've done so far is to, you know, here's a way to impact 10% of all 911 calls. How do we enhance this information, you know, and provide a way to not only eliminate the phone calls, you know, and through a direct connect, but also work backwards and try to come up with a verification process that would prioritize the response? Because if you look at this, you know, from the Alarm Industry Association, you know, as they these calls go out to emergency responders, you know, this represents billions of dollars in response that the communities are doing to go to something that's 98% false. So if we look at this, you know, just this first stream that we're, you know, currently using in a voice-only method, there are some opportunities in place, and some of early adopters have put it in a protocol that puts it into, straight into their CAD system. It's called ASAP to PSAP. But all we're doing there is responding to false alarms faster. We have eliminated maybe 10% of the calls, but we're not really improving emergency response. That improvement will come as we work with these alarm agencies and other data providers to enhance this data, to increase information on the emergency response of the verification of alarms. How do you get to the video? Do that in a secure way. How do you store the video? How do you provide, the management of this information? But again, as we move through here, the idea of this needs to improve emergency response, needs to do things better, faster, cheaper. Otherwise, it really is not an improvement overall to public safety.
Right. No, very good points, Kevin. So in terms of mission critical partners, how many people did you all have, say, 5-10 years ago, when it was mostly about, the call, the voice call that you receive from the emergency caller, versus today, as you're looking at all these myriad methods of communications coming into a 911 center?
Yes. Well, let me just back up a little bit. When we were looking at, this problem, we've seen this problem coming for at least 4 years. We've been talking about it and talking with our clients about it, talking to the industry about it. But we got together and said, we can't do this thinking like we always did. So we need to bring in some more talent, A, to build out the networks. The networks need to be built out. The broadband networks need to be built out. They really need to be integrated. And I think for a long time, no one really looked at this as a workflow. Mm-hmm. So you have to take a look at the workflows where we started and said, oh boy, you know, we have a lot of individuals that create data. We've been talking to them. We have a lot of great centers that process data. We have a manpower issue in 911 where they just can't add people to make this work. So through that, you know, again, we took on a capital partner. We knew we needed to expand and provide, you know, a one place here where we can look at the data coming in and how it's presented to 911 and how we integrate it to the emergency responders. And then how do we get this onto either partner agencies like hospitals and public works? And then how is it integrated into criminal justice? Once we started mapping these things out, we then decided that, hey, we need some expertise here, here, and here. And that's what we keep doing. So again, we want to be in a vendor neutral environment, really with the idea of how do we integrate this data across this ecosystem, and how do we really improve emergency response? So with that, you know, I think at the time we were about 75 people back then. Today we're over 100, we'll be over 150 here. And so we've put processes in place to bring in these firms and integrate them. And then we've also had processes internally where each week we're discussing this ecosystem, and we discuss, you know, our clients' problems and information, and then each one of our groups presents each week to our staff on how are we going to attack this ecosystem and where do their services fit in, and again, with the ultimate goal of improving emergency response. So if you look at that, you know, this is something that's been selfish of me because it is something I'm fascinated by, so it's been a blessing for me to be able to add and our team. Let me think of our team's in this too. So myself and our team, we really want to solve, help implement and work on this problem. I don't think we'll ever solve it because there'll always be new data and things, but we got to create a process by which we can start bringing this in, and there'll be bumps and bruises and problems along the way like anything, but really take a new look at this. So we know what data we need to collect. We kind of know what the wisdom should look like, you know, as far as, and then what actions we need to take. And so it's really a fun, challenging time. And again, our goal is to work with, you know, be that independent, neutral people that can work with all these great vendors and our great responders and our great 911 centers and provide data to it to really improve things and really make communities safer. You know, most of the communities out there will benefit by becoming safer.
Okay, well, that's a great message, Kevin. And just so I'm clear, you guys have made two acquisitions this year, plus you also made one last year, right, or year before?
Yeah, so our first one, again, as we look at this process, is we really need to design, build, and integrate networks from, you know, beginning to end. So we have, experts and engineers and experts in response in our company that really know how to get 911 or voice calls in, and we know how to build the centers and we provide integration services. We're building these ESINets and other networks that provide integration between radio and, you know, all these networks and consolidating them. So with Athena, we now have the ability to manage these networks in an independent way. They were the largest, in this space, the largest computer-aided dispatch monitoring and network monitoring folks out there. So we brought them in because that's really where the data is going to be integrated, and then also helps our clients manage these networks. We've always had, you know, deep broadband and radio experience, and we've added to that. Again, we got to get these networks built and managed in a way. Now is okay that we got a team to do that. We now got to figure out how do we integrate data into this network and start the process of improving emergency response with the use of data. So again, that's really the strategy. I think it'll continue as we find people to help us solve this problem, companies that come together. And so we're out there, you know, we have a plan, we have a process, and definitely have the passion to try to improve emergency response. So it'll keep, hopefully, you know, we'll find others that help us to add to this vision to make this transition for public safety.
Well, it's certainly an exciting time, and glad to know that Mission Critical Partners is working to try to help people make sense of all the chaos as we transitioned all this.
And there will be chaos. I mean, there'll be ups and downs, goods and bads, but, you know, won't get anywhere until you start down this road. And having great people to solve problems as they come up is really the idea here, because it's new. Everybody has a little bit different vision of this. There's some data out there that we have no idea that's out there or how it's going to improve. How do we look at this data? And, you know, hopefully with some AI eventually in the future, that really is powerful to help us, you know, create actionable data. We don't see, someone's still going to have to look at that actionable data like they do today and say, yes, do something with it or prioritize it as we move forward. So it's going to be a change. It's going to be an evolution that's going to take years, but we got to get started.
Right. Great points, Kevin. And thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. And congratulations to Mission Critical Partners on all of the advances and acquisitions of late.
And thank you so much for giving us a chance to tell our vision. We appreciate it.